Well, China is infuriated by Britain's offer of residency to up to 3 million Hong Kongers. It says Britain has no right to make such an offer, that it's a breach of agreements and that it'll take corresponding measures. So is China considering blocking anyone from Hong Kong who wants to leave? I asked Anthony Dapperan, who is a lawyer in Hong Kong.
Well, that does sound like what they are threatening, and you really have to wonder what they're going to do to try and implement that. Are they going to physically stop people leaving at the border? And if so, are they effectively therefore taking 3 million people hostage? It's a quite a remarkable claim to make.
But Hong Kongers do have a right of freedom to movement, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. They have the right to freedom of movement. They have the right to come and go from Hong Kong as they please. They have travel documents that allow them to travel the world. So it would require some very fundamental change in the way Hong Kong is run to implement this ban that China seemed to be contemplating.
Let's take a step back, because I want you to talk us through what kinds of actions this national security law actually has made illegal and indeed punishable by up to life in jail.
Well, there are four categories of new crimes that are created. Secession, subversion, terrorism, and colluding with foreign forces. Now, each of these are very broadly defined, but also in the way that they're defined seems specifically to be targeted at some of the behaviour that we saw during the protests over the last year. So, for example, the terrorism offence covers any kind of behaviour that has a political motivation and involves not only violence, but things like attacking, vandalising public transportation equipment, which was something that protesters did last year, the use of arson and bombs, which includes, of course, the petrol bombs and Molotov cocktails, but also extends to anyone providing any sort of aid or assistance to people to committing these crimes. So all the moderate people in Hong Kong who supported the protesters in various ways, such as donating goods or funds or helping to drive them to or from protests or standing in the back line sort of supporting the frontline protesters, would all potentially be caught up as aiding and abetting terrorists under this new law.
So when Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam says the law only targets a small minority of Hong Kongers, is that accurate?
Well, it's frankly very difficult to take that at face value when we saw a number of arrests yesterday of people simply for having in their possession banners that had slogans about Hong Kong independence or stickers bearing slogans of Hong Kong independence. And when the police held up warning banners saying that anyone chanting certain forbidden slogans would be at risk of arrest. Now, that's a very wide net. That's not just targeting a small number of violent protesters, say, which Carrie Lam had seemed to be suggesting the law would.
And so how are Hong Kong's courts and legal system affected? Is there any hope that they will be able to make independent decisions now?
Well, the first major challenge is that there's really no Hong Kong lawyer or Hong Kong judge who can decide definitively how to interpret and apply this law, because it is a piece of mainland Chinese legislation drafted very differently to the kind of laws we have in Hong Kong, which are informed by the British common law tradition as we have in Australia. And also, ultimately, the power of interpretation lies with Beijing. And so Beijing ultimately can dictate to the Hong Kong courts how they want this law interpreted and applied. I think it's going to be very interesting to see the first test cases and see how the Hong Kong courts handle this. But I think it would not be wise to look to rely on them as some sort of guarantor of rights and freedoms under this law.
Now, we saw all those arrests, of course, yesterday. The law will establish a Chinese security apparatus in Hong Kong as well. Are we now going to see a mass enforcement clampdown?
That's what many people fear. And certainly the fact that the mainland Chinese security authorities will be operating here and operating here outside the law, that the new security law says specifically that the Hong Kong laws don't apply to them when they're carrying out their duty, raises fears not only of a mass campaign of enforcement by local Hong Kong authorities, but the mainland authorities stepping in and targeting people that they wish to target. So there's certainly a climate of fear that's very quickly descended on the city.
Anthony Dapperan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Lawyer Anthony Dapperan speaking from Hong Kong.